Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
There's no room here for pro-lifers. That's according to the Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders and the other candidates like Mayor Pete. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Bernie Sanders was asked a question on a couple of things, and it was on the issue of abortion. And he said some things that, quite frankly, are shocking, but it's not surprising. And he said that, "I think being pro-choice is an absolute essential part of being a Democrat, if you're asking me." This is an amazing statement, Holly, and also it's not one that he alone shares, because Mayor Pete Buttigieg, he also said the same thing. He is very strongly pro-abortion. He thinks that that is the same position. There's no room in the Democratic Party if you are pro-life. In fact, one of the people, the Democratic candidate Yang, has now dropped out. But he actually made a statement. He said, "Like I think," and this is Yang, "like I think that it should be completely up to the woman and her doctor, and the state should not be intervening all the way through pregnancy. But it's a tragedy to me if someone decides they don't want to have a child and they're on the fence, and then maybe at some point later. It's a very difficult personal decision, and it's something that we should be very, very sensitive to." Now, it's a complicated, not perfectly worded statement. He was saying this on the fly during one of the conversations when he was still in the race for the Democratic nomination. But you see, he's pro-abortion. He's in favor of abortion. He thinks that it ought to be left up to the decision of the woman. But then he goes on to say, "I think it's a tragedy if someone decides they don't want to have a child, and maybe they're on the fence." And, you know, he continues on. It's a little convoluted after that. But because he said that it's a tragedy, even though he favors abortion, he got all this pushback that was calling for him to drop out of the Democratic race.
You know, and let's focus in on that word tragedy for a moment. You know, it's a tragedy. This is not a Republican, or it should be not a Republican or a Democratic issue. It's a tragedy because it's a life or death issue. And for these people to wave their flag like, "I'm in favor of choosing to kill children," is definitely a tragedy.
Yeah, and so it's amazing where this culture has gone.
Right. And the importance of why we need to really research who we vote for. Because you have these agents who want to kill children and proudly kill children. Is that really who we want in office?
You know, the thing about this is, you know, we've done many programs on the Sandra Merritt case involving Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. And you see what's going on in these abortion facilities. This is not some little microscopic, undefined cell, just like it's sloughed off your skin. This is a human being.
A creation of God.
Creation
from the
of
moment
God,
of conception.
Very unique. You know, when I was a pastor, it wasn't until about a year after I graduated from seminary that I was confronted with the issue of abortion by virtue of a documentary that just came out back in 1983.
You didn't probably
Assignment
didn't really
Life.
Think about it before that, did
didn't
you?
Really think about it.
Wasn't a deal.
You know,
you,
yeah. You read things in the newspaper and they'll talk about choice and so forth. And so that's just the media rhetoric.
Right.
And then, you know, you're just thinking, because you're not grasping what this is about. You're not thinking that this is the destruction of a human being. So you're thinking something, if it's being done and the Supreme Court has said it, then, you know, it should be, it can't be as bad as some people say.
But well, that doesn't make it right.
So what happened was I watched this documentary with some other pastors, And it was undeniable. What was happening is the taking of an innocent human life. They actually showed a first trimester abortion with the suction tube. And then when they suck out all the baby's body parts, of course, the baby is ripped up because it's like a high-powered vacuum that if you would stick it to your body, a vacuum big enough that has a suction strong enough, it would just rip your body apart and suck you into the tube. And that's what it is to these little babies in the womb. So what they have to do is they have to take all the parts out of the container and they have to put them on a table. They have to do that to make sure that they got everything. Because if they leave, for example, a baby body part, they get everything in there, but the arm is still in there. That human flesh will decompose and start to infect the woman and cause serious injury or possibly even death. So they have to reassemble the body parts to make sure they've got the entire baby. And so they showed that reassembly of the body parts. And it's like a little baby that has just stepped on a grenade and exploded the body open. But there it is, the legs and the feet and the arm and the head and the eyes. You cannot look at that and say, oh, that's just a woman's choice. No, that is a human life.
And that rocked your world. That's why you're sitting here today.
That's why
now,
I'm here. Yeah. Right? I mean, that is the pivotal point that ultimately redirected my life to move from the pastoral ministry. I didn't know it at the time I saw this, but what I did was I immersed myself into finding out more about it.
And all these candidates, I think they should see the same too before they tout this.
And you know, it's I bet none of them have actually spent the time to actually see what happens in an abortion.
Right. You know, like we saw in the Unplanned movie, that former abortionist who actually played the abortionist doctor in the movie, we saw what happened. And we saw when the character who played Abby Johnson saw that baby trying to escape that suction you were talking about earlier.
Right.
That baby knew that was not a good thing for that baby, yeah, and it tried to escape.
Yeah, and that's what ultimately changed
and
her.
Rocked her world.
She had been, involved in thousands, tens of thousands of abortions.
Thousands, 20,000.
And she worked in that every day, and she never saw one. She was just overseeing
right,
what was happening.
And rocked her world.
She was asked to come in and help because they were short-staffed, and so she was watching the monitor of the ultrasound to make sure that the doctor had the suction tube in the right location, and that shocked her. Mm. And there are some people, you know, when they see that, like me, it just completely hit me with reality.
Right.
Another one, if you want to be hit with reality, it's a fully intact baby, and it's on our website, lc.org. And if you go down to the bottom, you click on one of the tabs there for abortion, you're going to see a little picture of one of the pictures, if you scroll down through it, of a little baby, 21-week-old gestation baby, mm-hmm, perfectly formed. That photograph is my finger touching it. It was in a shoebox in a morgue in Orlando, Florida. And I went in there to see it because we represented the woman who had been given these drugs for this late-term abortion, and she delivered the baby alive. Mm-hmm. And the abortion clinic provided no help, so little baby Angel died. And you'll see the little baby there, perfectly formed and intact. And that happens from moment of conception, which obviously they don't even know. So you're talking about 5 weeks, 6 weeks. By that time, the heartbeat is already started. So before you even know you're pregnant, the heartbeat's already started. So you're talking about abortion all the way through the moment that the baby comes out of the womb and breathes its first breath. And in some parts of the country, that even is an issue, because if the woman tries to do an abortion but it gets born alive, they just let it die. And so that's why we're pushing the Born Alive Act to get that passed in Congress. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website to learn more about this, but here's the point. Voting is the appointment of an agent. And if you vote for somebody who ultimately will destroy human life and not respect God's creation, that's you, my friend. Mm-hmm. You can't get away from it. Right. You want to get away from it, move to a different country. In this country, whether you vote or you don't vote, you vote and you're appointing an agent. You don't vote, somebody is appointing an agent for you. And those agents act on your behalf. They bind you. They represent you, and you will be responsible. So vote biblical values and find out what these candidates in every election think on these important issues. For more information, visit lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.